Well, I think profilers and psychologists do the same thing. We look at personality. What is the personality of the players? And what is the story? Part of what's fascinating about this is there seems to be a story. Here's a honeymoon couple, upper middle class. They arrive on a boat, and they start fighting. He spends the night without her. They get involved with men who have some kind of sexual charge with her. There is a story here. And putting together their personalities and what happened is part of the forensic piece. And in every crime that isn't just an accident, there's almost always passion, a story, and convoluted emotions.
Mary, is anyone, do you think, ever going to be charged with something here?
I think if there was wrongdoing in this case and they can...
Let's say there was.
If there was wrongdoing and they can gather sufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that they committed or one or two...
When you say
yes.
It's going to be a tough...
You know what, I don't think it's going to necessarily... Well, yeah, is it going to be tough? Tough, yes, because I think a lot of the witnesses here, unfortunately, have been tainted. They've been on a variety of news shows. They've told their story a number of different times. And what happens is each time somebody tells a story, there might be an inconsistency, which people like him will exploit, obviously,
yeah.
if you ever get into a trial.
I'm still waiting for somebody to say that there's actually a crime here. I mean, you know, Henry, if you notice what Henry said they're still trying to determine whether it's an accident or a crime. People have already speculated onto a scenario. We don't even know if there was anything, if there was even a crime committed.
He's absolutely right. But what we do know is that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Connecticut took jurisdiction over this investigation. And I think that's highly unlikely that they did that if they thought it was a complete accident.
Yeah,
if they didn't think there was any wrongdoing.
That's more a product of the press coverage than anything else.
But
I mean, I don't think that there's... There's obviously, the Turks were in there, they have developed some kind of forensic evidence. That forensic evidence and blood evidence and DNA evidence has been available to the FBI for a prolonged period of time. So if they thought that there was something going on, you know, I think you should just wait and,
wait and
see what happens before you start speculating.
Right, but before you start speculating, you know from all the prosecutions you've done and the defenses that you've done, there's usually a story, and if the story doesn't make sense... Something is wrong. That's what you go on often, not only is just
but I think you wait until
scientific evidence.
The part of the problem with wrongful convictions is when somebody has a story or a theory and they don't let the facts drive it.
True.
Let the facts drive this. And as of right now, we don't know. We don't know whose blood was on the sheet, underneath the sheet. We don't know whose
part of the frustration,
butt print
though.
There was. We don't know any of this.
No, but that is part of the frustration in this case. But this is a case, you have to understand, it's very important that the prosecution and the FBI keep, they do have evidence in this case. They are analyzing it. They're putting it together. And it's very important that they keep it close to the vest and not divulge it because they want to maintain the credibility and integrity of the investigation.
Greg McCrary, what absolutely do we know?
Well, what we know, again, there's been some testimony, but apparently an investigation has shown that there has been some involvement, some noise in the cabin. I think it's fair to say that Mr. Smith went over. There's blood on the canopy below where he probably impacted and slid over. But beyond that, we don't really know a lot. And I'd go back for sure, and that's what we're trying to determine. As far as the FBI's involvement or the U.S. Attorney's involvement, I go back to the thing I said early on. The responsibility is first responsibility is to determine whether or not a crime has been committed. You think of the TWA Flight 800. You remember it took off from Kennedy not long after 9/11. It blew up. That took a year of investigation by the FBI and the NTSB to determine that in fact it was an accident that it had blown up. So we're really at that phase right now.
Dr. Lee, just on a what you know limited, do you think this was a crime?
I don't think. I only look at the physical evidence. Let the physical evidence tell me.
So far,
but
what
seven
does it tell
and
you?
7.5 months now, the family really deserve to have an answer. This is not a national security issue nor a international terrorist investigation. Just one person missing, 7.5 months. We should provide family some kind of answer.